Grace, peace, and mercy from God our Father and Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. When everything looks so wrong, God provides by keeping his promises for us and being with us. Think about the 3 days of Abraham's life when he was traveling with his son and his servants to sacrifice him, to be faithful to God. There's nothing in the text that shows what he was feeling, that he might have been a gut-wrenching 3 days. There's nothing in there. But imagine what it would be like. You need to travel 3 days through the desert, through mountains, extremely hilly and rocky territory, to go and slaughter your son. You know, a while back, actually a few years ago, a guy that works on my car for years, he started talking to me about, you know, he was an atheist. Because his mother died of cancer when he was little. He said, what kind of a God would take away my mother from me at a young age? Or right away I knew he wasn't an atheist. But I didn't bring that out. There are times where it can separate us from God. When I was in fourth grade, we had a girl that was diagnosed with leukemia. Now we're talking back in the 70s, so things were a lot different there than now. She went in and out of treatment, in and out of the hospital, and she died in our sophomore year. It's like, why? About sixth grade year, we had a young man that was crossing with the school bus, and somebody blew the lights and hit and killed him. I'm sure you guys have many stories. This past week, there's been death. I talked to Doug the other day. He's up in Iowa. His father just died. He said, I've had enough of death. It's enough. And it just seems at times it's not right. You look during this pandemic, look at the pandemic itself. It's just like, God, please stop it. Please stop it. And then it rages on when it seems to go down. Bam! All of a sudden it takes off. What is going on? It just does not seem right. There's many things in our lives that might seem that it just ain't right. You ever felt that way throughout your life? That this just isn't right. There's things that go on in politics that we're like, this is not right. I don't care what side you're on. Everyone has their opinions and it goes back and forth. It just ain't right. There's things that go on in families and it's like, it's just not right. And you look at this story with Abraham, it just does not seem right that God is going to ask him to kill his son. Now, I'm looking at this from a little different angle. But I think sometimes you might agree, you might look at it from a little different angle, depending on what's going on with life. And the thing is, our lives are not always rosy and cheerful. But in here, Abraham, is being faithful. And if you really look at this text and you dig down in it, after he tells his servants to stay here and he's going to go up to the mountain, he says, we'll be back. He doesn't say, I will be back. He says, we will be back, meaning him and Isaac. Those are the two that are going up. So he trusted that God would provide. When Isaac, imagine this, your son, you know, you're taking him up there to sacrifice because God tells you to sacrifice him. And then your son looks at you and says, hey, we got the wood, but where's the sacrifice? Be interesting to really know what was going on in Isaac's head as he's going up there. And what is Abraham's response? God will provide. And it's the same with us. It's the same with us, the things we go through, the death, the sicknesses. God will provide. You know, there's some things we don't know, and there's some things we can't answer. Sometimes we look at the Bible as this dictionary or encyclopedia of answers. There's only one answer that really matters. What do you think that is? Can you guess? You don't have to guess. It's that we have salvation in Jesus because of our faith in him, our trust in him. Look at Abraham. Was Abraham always of strong faith? Think about it. Think about with Sarah. They couldn't wait for a baby. So what did they do? Let's do a shortcut. And then we'll have a child. They didn't wait. We're the same way, right? You know, there's lots of shortcuts. You know, take the having kids out of it. You know. But other things, you know, I want to get ahead, so I might cut some corners. I mean, hey, I got an accounting degree. So they used to call this, there's some things that are gray areas. literally in college, the professor is saying that. These are gray areas. And there are gray areas in accounting. But there's gray areas and then there's black. But we trust in him. We trust in him even though we have lost loved ones. We trust in him even though we know people are sick and might have medical issues their whole life. We trusted him even knowing that we could die. But in Christ, even though we die, yet we live. Doesn't mean we take chances. Doesn't mean we go jumping off the cliff. There's things we can do. But we trust in him like Abraham trusted in him. Yes, we don't have to hike 3 days and take our son and put him on an altar and get ready to strike him down. But God's not asking for that from us. He asked that of Abraham. And Abraham trusted God fully. Fully. With his whole heart, he loved his son. He waited for his son. I can't remember off the top of my head how old he was, but this guy was old. He was older than anybody here. Can you imagine waiting and waiting and waiting, and then God tells you, okay, sacrifice him. God wants our hearts completely. And even though sometimes it might seem like things are wrong, we trust in him because everything's going to be fine. Even the struggles we go through are really for our own good, to strengthen us. You know, we just sang A Mighty Fortress. And that's, you know, that's one of Luther's probably best hymn. But it's during a time when he's facing much persecution from the church in Rome. God wants us to stay faithful. God will provide for us in that faithfulness. He left us his body and blood to strengthen and preserve us. And we should take advantage of every single time we can receive his body and blood to strengthen and preserve us in the faith. And we know God keeps his promises. He does what he says. He has all through time. He has provided. This church is a really good example. Look around the organ. You can't see the mower in the garage. And I'm sure there's many other things when this church was built. The stained glass. A small church, but God has provided. God has lifted up leaders to provide for his church. He has brought in people from the outside to sustain his church. It's beyond our human understanding. I was shocked during a pandemic to have visitors in the church. But we have. And God has brought them. When everything looks so wrong, God provides by keeping his promises. And also, what did he say? I will be with you even until the end of the age. So he is with us. He is with us. And yes, there are times where we will mourn. Jesus mourned Lazarus. Right? He cried. Jesus knew he could raise Lazarus from the dead. But still, he cried. There will be sadness on this earth. There will be sadness until Christ comes again for us. But we cry and we mourn as ones who have hope, because we have hope in Christ. We have hope in his death and crucifixion and resurrection. We have hope in that empty tomb, because we too, even though we will die, we will rise with Christ. We're never alone. He is by our side. We're never alone because he prays with us and we pray to him. He surrounds us with his grace. Like Abraham, we're called simply to believe. Real simple, to believe. To trust that God will provide. And he will, and he does. I still expect to cry at times. And I expect you guys to cry at times when things are bad. I mean, shooting one, 2 weeks. Basically, you know, three people that died. We're going to cry. But there will be a day when there will be no tears. There will be a day when Jesus comes back and he will wipe every tear away. And the joy that we have, that we feel at times here, we will have continually. Trust in him. Come and hear his word. Come and receive his body and blood to strengthen you in the faith. Because it is through his word, by his spirit, that he is doing this in us. You know, I wish people didn't have to die. It's really bad when you see children suffer. But we know that because of Christ, even though they die, if they are in Christ, yet they live. And that is our hope. That is the promise he has made to us. And that is why we are gathered. Because we are struggling through life together, supporting each other, encouraging each other until the day Jesus comes again. And he always keeps his promises. Amen.